Divine Office. From ancient times, the Church has had the custom of celebrating each day the Liturgy of the Hours. In this way, the Church fulfills the Lord's precept to pray without ceasing, at once offering praise to God the Father and interceding for the salvation of the world. Friday, Office of Readings. God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia.
I am worn out with crying, with longing for my God.
I am worn out with crying, with longing for my God.
Save me, O God, for the waters have risen to my neck.
I have sunk into the mud of the deep, and there is no foothold. I have entered the waters of the deep, and the waves overwhelm me.
I am wearied with all my crying. My throat is parched. My eyes are wasted away from looking for my God.
More numerous than the hairs on my head are those who hate me without cause. Those who attack me with lies are too much for my strength.
How can I restore what I have never stolen? O God, you know my sinful folly. My sins you can see.
Let those who hope in you not be put to shame through me, Lord of hosts. Let not those who seek you be dismayed through me, God of Israel.
It is for you that I suffer taunts, that shame covers my face, that I have become a stranger to my brothers, an alien to my own mother's sons. I burn with zeal for your house, and taunts against you fall on me.
When I afflict my soul with fasting, they make it a taunt against me. When I put on sackcloth in mourning, they make me a byword, the gossip of men at the gates, the subject of drunkards' songs. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
I am worn out with crying, with longing for my God.
I needed food, and they gave me gall. I was parched with thirst, and they gave me vinegar.
This is my prayer to you, my prayer for your favor. In your great love, answer me, O God, with your help that never fails. Rescue me from sinking in the mud. Save me from my foes.
Save me from the waters of the deep, lest the waves overwhelm me. Do not let the deep engulf me, nor death close its mouth on me.
Lord, answer, for your love is kind. In your compassion, turn towards me. Do not hide your face from your servant. Answer quickly, for I am in distress. Come close to my soul and redeem me. Ransom me, pressed by my foes.
You know how they taunt and deride me. My oppressors are all before you. Taunts have broken my heart. I have reached the end of my strength. I looked in vain for compassion, for consolers, not one could I find.
For food, they gave me poison. In my thirst, they gave me vinegar to drink. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
I needed food, and they gave me gall. I was parched with thirst, and they gave me vinegar.
Seek the Lord, and you will live.
Seek the Lord, and you will live.
As for me, in my poverty and pain, let your help, O God, lift me up.
I will praise God's name with a song. I will glorify him with thanksgiving, a gift pleasing God, more than oxen, more than beasts, prepared for sacrifice.
The poor, when they see it, will be glad, and God-seeking hearts will revive. For the Lord listens to the needy and does not spurn his servants in their chains. Let the heavens and the earth give him praise, the sea and all its living creatures.
For God will bring help to Zion and rebuild the cities of Judah, and men shall dwell there in possession. The sons of his servants shall inherit it. Those who love his name shall dwell there. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
God our Father, to show the way of salvation, you chose that the standard of the cross should go before us, and you fulfilled the ancient prophecies in Christ's Passover from death to life. Do not let us rouse your burning indignation by sin, but rather, through the contemplation of his wounds, make us burn with zeal for the honor of your church, and with grateful love for you.
Seek the Lord, and you will live.
The Lord will teach us his ways,
and we will follow in his footsteps.
From the second book of Chronicles. The Moabites, the Ammonites, and with them some of the Meunites, came to fight against Jehoshaphat. The message was brought to Jehoshaphat. A great multitude is coming against you from across the sea, from Edom. They are already in Hazazon Tamar, which is En Gedi. Jehoshaphat was frightened, and he hastened to consult the Lord. He proclaimed a fast for all Judah. Then Judah gathered to seek help from the Lord, and from every one of the cities of Judah they came to seek the Lord. Jehoshaphat stood in the assembly of Judah and Jerusalem in the house of the Lord before the new court and said, Lord, God of our fathers, are you not the God in heaven, and do you not rule over all the kingdoms of the nations? In your hand is power and might, and no one can withstand you. Was it not you, our God, who drove out the inhabitants of this land before your people Israel and gave it forever to the descendants of Abraham, your friend? They have dwelt in it, and they have built in it a sanctuary to your honor, saying, when evil comes upon us, the sword of judgment or pestilence or famine, we will stand before this house and before you. For your name is in this house. And we will cry out to you in our affliction, and you will hear and save. All Judah was standing before the Lord, with their little ones, their wives, and their young sons. And the Spirit of the Lord came upon Jahaziel, son of Zechariah, son of Benaiah, son of Jael, son of Mattaniah, a Levite of the clan of Aspha, in the midst of the assembly, and he said, Listen, all of Judah, inhabitants of Jerusalem and King Jehoshaphat, the Lord says to you, Do not fear or lose heart at the sight of this vast multitude, for the battle is not yours, but God's. Go down against them tomorrow, and you will see them coming up by the ascent of Ziz, and you will come upon them at the end of the wadi, which opens on the wilderness of Jeruel. You will not have to fight in this encounter. Take your places, stand firm, and see how the Lord will be with you to deliver you, Judah and Jerusalem. Do not fear or lose heart. Tomorrow, go out to meet them, and the Lord will be with you. Then Jehoshaphat knelt down with his face to the ground, and all Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem fell down before the Lord in worship. Levites from among the Kohathites and the Korahites rose to sing the praises of the Lord, the God of Israel, in a resounding chorus. In the early morning, they hastened out to the wilderness of Tekoa. As they were coming out, Jehoshaphat halted and said, Listen to me, Judah, inhabitants of Jerusalem. Trust in the Lord your God, and you will be found firm. Trust in his prophets, and you will succeed. After consulting with the people, he appointed some to sing to the Lord and some to praise the holy appearance as it went forth at the head of the army. They sang, "Give thanks to the Lord, for his mercy endures forever." At the moment they began their jubilant hymn, the Lord laid an ambush against the Ammonites, the Moabites, and those on Mount Seir who were coming against Judah, so that they were vanquished. For the Amorites and the Moabites set upon the inhabitants of Mount Seir and completely exterminated them. And when they had finished with the inhabitants of Seir, they began to destroy each other. When Judah came to the watchtower of the desert and looked toward the throng, they saw only corpses fallen on the ground with no survivors. The word of the Lord. Our struggle is not against human enemies, but against the principalities and powers, against the evil spirits.
Stand firm and let the truth be the belt around your waist.
Stand firm and you will see the Lord coming to deliver you.
Stand firm and let the truth be the belt around your waist.
A reading from the Treatise on the Mysteries by St. Ambrose, Bishop. Fresh from the waters and resplendent in these garments, God's holy people hasten to the altar of Christ, saying, "I will go in to the altar of God, to God who gives joy to my youth." They have sloughed off the old skin of error, their youth renewed like the eagles, and they make haste to approach that heavenly banquet. They come, and seeing the sacred altar prepared, cry out, "You have prepared a table in my sight." David puts these words into their mouths, "The Lord is my shepherd, and nothing will be lacking to me. He has set me down there in a place of pasture. He has brought me beside refreshing water." Further on we read, "For though I should walk in the midst of the shadow of death, I shall not be afraid of evils, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff have given me comfort. You have prepared in my sight a table against those who afflict me. You have made my head rich in oil, and your cup, which exhilarates, how excellent it is. It is wonderful that God rained manna on our fathers, and they were fed with daily food from heaven. And so it is written, 'Man ate the bread of angels.' Yet those who ate that bread all died in the desert. But the food that you receive, that living bread which came down from heaven, supplies the very substance of eternal life. And whoever will eat it will never die, for it is the body of Christ. Consider now which is more excellent, the bread of angels or the flesh of Christ, which is indeed the body that gives life. The first was manna from heaven. The second is above the heavens. One was of heaven. The other is of the Lord of the heavens. One subject to corruption, if it was kept till the morrow. The other free from all corruption. For if anyone tastes of it with reverence, he will be incapable of corruption. For our fathers, water flowed from the rock. For you, blood flows from Christ. Water satisfied their thirst for a time. Blood cleanses you forever. The Jew drinks and still thirsts. But when you drink, you will be incapable of thirst. What happened in symbol is now fulfilled in reality. If what you marvel at is a shadow, how great is the reality whose very shadow you marvel at? Listen to this, which shows that what happened in the time of our fathers was but a shadow. They drank, it is written, from the rock that followed them, and the rock was Christ. All this took place as a symbol for us. You know now what is more excellent. Light is preferable to its shadow, reality to its symbol, the body of the giver to the manna he gave from heaven."
Our fathers passed through the sea and all were baptized into Moses in the cloud and in the sea.
Everything that happened to them was symbolic.
All ate the same spiritual food. All drank the same spiritual drink.
Everything that happened to them was symbolic.
Let us pray. O God, who show the light of your truth to those who go astray, so that they may return to the right path, give all who for the faith they profess are accounted Christians the grace to reject whatever is contrary to the name of Christ, and to strive after all that does it honor. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen.